Brittany Seabrock and her husband John were eating out with friends when their car was nearly towed. The officer writing the ticket tried a dozen times to reach John before having the car towed. They came out of the restaurant and saw their vehicle being pulled away. Whitney says the officer jumped through hoops to stop the tow, which in turn inspired her to ask, what other Roanokers make the Star City great? In talking with people, Brenda Hale was one of the first mentioned.
Army nurse for 35 years, serving our country, then serving as the NAACP president. The more I dug into Brenda Hale, I was like, well, I feel inadequate as a human.
Brock went on to paint 9 other portraits, including former coach Joe Gaither and developer Haywood Fralin, from photos taken by Rob Sheridan. Brock says painting distinguished citizens and the focus on portraits created an interesting intermingling of leadership and art.
Portraiture is a dying art. It's fading. I needed to bring it back into the light. And this is traditional portraiture that I speak of and done in a traditional oil painting sense. Those skills are just not being passed down.
Brock says in the same sense, leadership appears to be a dying art. And she hopes painting these community leaders will inspire others to have a positive impact on the community. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.